Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Brian. It's great to have you back after such a long leave of absence.
I'm glad to be back. It seems that a lot of people are coming in for phone repairs these days. Did you change something while I was gone?
Actually, yes. We started offering a rush service for cracked phone screens. Customers can get them replaced in just 30 minutes guaranteed.
Oh, that's great. It'll really help the business to increase profits.
Number 32. What kind of business do the speakers most likely work for? Number 33. What has the business recently done? Number 34. Why is the man pleased? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation. Hi, Melissa. Has your team finished the T630 laptop computer yet?
It was supposed to be completed last week, but we missed the deadline. Unfortunately, the government has recently changed the safety regulations, so we had to make some adjustments.
I see. Will it be ready in time for our summer promotion?
I think so. We're carrying out the final test of the product next week.
Number 35. What product is the conversation about? Number 36. What caused the team to miss a deadline? Number 37. What is scheduled to take place next week? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning, and thank you for calling Northside Tours.
Hello, my friends and I are interested in signing up for your sightseeing tour of Sydney for Saturday. Do you still have spots available?
Yes, we do. However, you should know that there is a change to the itinerary for that day. Since the city will have its annual summer parade on Saturday, we will not visit the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
That's fine. We're not very interested in that site anyway.
All right. In that case, you'd better sign up right away. We only have a few spots left.
Number 38. Where does the man most likely work? Number 39. What does the man say will take place on Saturday? Number 40. What does the man suggest doing? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation. Good morning, Ms. Morales. This is Rick Bassett from Townhome Realty. I showed you the two-bedroom apartment in Reyes Tower earlier this week. Have you made a decision about it?
I'm still thinking it over.
Are there any questions I can answer for you?
Well, I really liked the apartment itself, but there isn't a designated parking spot. I'm concerned that'll be really inconvenient for me.
I understand. You know, according to the city's website, there's a public parking lot right across the street, so you could get a monthly pass for that lot.
That might work. Could you please send me the link about that?
Number 41. What most likely is the man's job? Number 42. What does the woman say she is worried about? Number 43. What does the woman ask the man to do? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Thanks for your help with the museum's fundraising banquet. Everyone had a great time tonight.
It was my pleasure. I'm glad we reached our goal.
Me too. I guess now we have to stack up all of these chairs and move the tables out of the room.
The venue's staff deals with the furniture.
Oh, that's great. So we're done here, right?
Right. And I can upload the photos from the event to the museum's website first thing in the morning.
Number 44. What is the conversation mainly about? Number 45. Why does the man say?
The venue's staff deals with the furniture.
Number 46. What does the man offer to do? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Can I help you find anything, sir?
This is my first time here, so I'm just having a look. It's wonderful to finally have a sporting goods store in my neighborhood, since I'm passionate about skiing.
Great. We have a large selection of skiing gear available, and we're scheduled to get a new shipment of the latest equipment on Monday.
That's wonderful. I won't be going across town anymore.
We're happy to help.
Do you have a catalog of your goods that I can take home?
I'm sorry, but we don't offer that. However, you can search for specific products on our website.
Number 47. According to the woman, what is scheduled to happen on Monday? Number 48. What does the man suggest when he says, I won't be going across town anymore? Number 49. Why does the woman apologize to the man? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Excuse me, I was in your store yesterday buying this electric drill. When I got it home, I realized that it didn't have the spare battery as it was supposed to.
I'm very sorry about that, ma'am. It's my first day here, so let me get my manager. Leonard, could you please help this customer?
Hello, I'm Leonard, the store manager.
Hi, this drill came without a spare battery in the box. Can I get a replacement?
We don't have any in stock right now, but I can special order one for you. You should give me your mailing address so I can send it to you as soon as it arrives.
Number 50. What is the main topic of the conversation? Number 51. What problem does the woman mention about the product? Number 52. What does Leonard suggest? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Do you have a moment, Max?
Sure. I'm just reviewing the landscaping fees for our golf course. What do you need?
We're nearly ready to launch our new private lesson service. I found four experienced instructors who can start on May 1st.
Wonderful. A lot of people have been asking about that, so I'm sure it will be a popular service. Do you have a price list prepared yet?
Yes. We'll offer half-hour sessions for $60 and one-hour sessions for $100.
Okay. Would you mind calling the members who showed interest in this service? I can print you a copy of the list.
Number 53. Where do the speakers work? Number 54. What is being discussed? Number 55. What is the woman asked to do? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Ms. Larson, we're glad that you could attend this interview on short notice. As the job posting said, our company is looking for someone to find and hire employees from abroad.
Right. I understand the industry well, so I'm sure I could get the right people for you.
You know, we thought you would be perfect for this position since you are fluent in English, Chinese, and Spanish.
Those skills will definitely come in handy, and I think you'll love working at our office. It's so easy to get to.
Yes, I noticed that there is a subway station right outside.
Exactly. And it's positioned near a lot of amenities, such as restaurants and shops. Number 56. What kind of work would the woman do for the company? Number 57. Why is the woman being considered for the position? Number 58. What do the men mention about the office? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation. You're listening to Small Business Tips on Radio 103. The guest on today's show is Phoebe Collins, owner of Collins Bakery, which has been operating for 30 years. Welcome, Phoebe.
Thank you for inviting me.
We know that food-based businesses have a very high failure rate. How do you overcome this?
Well, it's important to keep up with market trends. For example, younger consumers are really focused on having a healthy eating habit these days, so we've added some products to serve that need.
That makes sense. And do you advertise your business heavily to get new customers?
Not really. We rely on our current customers recommending the business to others.
Number 59. What kind of business does the woman own? Number 60. What does the woman say about younger customers? Number 61. According to the woman, how does her business find new customers? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and chart.
Thanks for stopping by our booth, ma'am. Are you looking for anything specific here at the technology fair?
I'm interested in products that might be useful for my manufacturing business.
Well, if you need a security system, my company can definitely help you with that.
We're considering getting one.
Great. You can see on this poster that there are four main steps in the process. Although it's important to test the system thoroughly at the end, I believe that most people do not pay enough attention to step two.
Well, I'll take one of your brochures and read it more carefully this evening after I leave the event.
Number 62. Where is the conversation taking place? Number 63. Look at the graphic. Which step does the man think does not get enough attention? Number 64. What does the woman plan to do later today? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and report. As you know, I've been making repairs in each office here at the investment bank. Glenn's office, office 203, took me longer than usual, as there were a few extra things to take care of.
Is that the report there?
Yes. You can see some minor tasks. I'm also wondering what to do about the malfunctioning equipment. We don't have any spares in stock.
Well, I think that's been broken for a while, so I'm not sure he wants a replacement. Could you speak to him today to find out?
Sure, I'll do that now. Number 65. Where are the speakers? Number 66. Look at the graphic. What item is the man wondering about? Number 67. What does the man agree to do? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and schedule.
Thanks for meeting me for an early lunch, Jeremy. I know you have a busy day.
Well, since this cafe is so close to the office, it was easy enough to stop by after Mr. Lee's interview. It went well, and I think he's a very promising candidate.
That's great to hear. You'll have time to help me later this week with the layout for the October issue of the magazine, right?
Yes, I know you're meeting with the photographer today, but I won't be able to make it. I've got something at 1:45 that I cannot cancel.
It's no problem. I was expecting to handle that on my own.
Thanks for your understanding.
Number 68. Where are the speakers? Number 69. What kind of project are the speakers discussing? Number 70. Look at the graphic. Why is the man unable to meet with the photographer?